as Commissioner Gilmore said, sometimes they're unaware or there's confusion. They don't know how to implement. So anyway, this is a really positive step that will be a benefit for everyone. So congratulations on getting that going.
Thank you. Other questions or comments from commissioners? I have one, Greg, which is, and I agree with the comments. I think this is a very, very important step forward. I'm glad it's actually moving. But speaking of moving and related to some extent to compliance, where do we stand on evaluating whether and how we can get our permits recorded so that purchasers actually have noticed that their property is subject to a BCDC permit?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think we've made a lot of movement on that. I do think that is something in 2023 we've got to try and figure out how we get that done. But I mean, we haven't traditionally done that, so I think that's a big undertaking, and I don't think we're there yet. But I note that, and I think we'll figure out a way to try and get that done by the end of 2023. Some process, or I'll report back to you. It's not possible, one or the other.
I very much appreciate that. I understand it can be complex, but it seems to me, and it may well require a legislative change, I'm not sure, but it seems to me it's very, very important because we've seen too many cases. And I suspect there are a lot out there that we haven't seen where purchasers of property are out of compliance because they just didn't know. And one could argue that they should have known, but if it ain't recorded, you don't necessarily have knowledge that BCDC has a permit on the property.
Chair Wasserman, can I add two quick things to this?
You may.
First, I want to add Chair Gilmore. I'm looking at Chair Gilmore as in chair of the Enforcement Committee. I want to add one more variable to the tipping point question about whether something goes to compliance versus enforcement, which is the history of the permittee. And if the permittee has a history of flaunting or disregarding a permit requirement, then my basic thought is we give them all the help we can the first time, and if they continue to do the same thing the second time, you've probably run out the string. But we don't know that for sure. I mean, John and Tony have been doing this now for 10 weeks, for heaven's sake. So we need to give them a little more time to try to figure that one out. The second thing is that, and John and Tony know this, as part of their job descriptions, something like 20% of their time to 25% of their time is outreach. And that's why Tony mentioned, the idea of going out to permittees and the like. I have one more thing that we're going to add to what they're going to do, which is to create a one pager or two pager that we are going to give to every planning department in each county and each city, describing BCDC's authority and jurisdiction. And I want the banner headline on top of that piece of paper in red to read, if you are touching the bay or going to be within 100 feet of the bay, read this carefully. We've never done that before because, quite candidly, we've never had the ability to do that with anybody. So I'm hoping that within 6 months or so, we can develop that and have enough of an outreach program going whereby, candidly, John and Tony are going to be cold calling planning departments and saying, hey, we want to talk with you for just a half hour, an hour, and get this to you so that you're planning what they call the front desks of every planning department, have this literally taped to the desk so that people understand it. So that's the other thing that I want to make sure happens. Thank you.
And that, which is a wonderful idea, and that has on it, and oh, by the way, here's the outreach you need to do to meet BCDC's equity requirements. Yes. I don't see any other comments or questions. Thank you very much for your presentation. Thank you even more for the work that you have done and the work you're going to do. I think this is a very important part of making this a better and more effective agency for everybody. With that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Commissioner Burt is eager to adjourn. Does anybody wish to second that motion?
I'll second the motion.
I think Commissioner Randolph beat at least the visual delay. Anybody object to adjourning? You are welcome to stay on Zoom or stay in the room. Probably that's not true. Thank you very much. We are adjourned.